Hey, everybody. Josh Peck here from Josh Peck Disclosure, and I want to issue a challenge to all of you. It's not really a challenge. It's just something that if it works, I think it can benefit all of us. I've mentioned it in a couple other videos, but I wanted to do a whole video on just this so we have someplace where you can get all the information, but also you can leave your own feedback and suggestions. So we've been having a lot of problems with Facebook and YouTube suppressing posts or just outright shadow banning videos. So what I've been doing is uploading them not only to Facebook, but also directly, or not only to YouTube, but also directly to Facebook. And that seems to do pretty well. Like when I upload a video, I'll get like 1,000, like between 800 or 1,000 views, which is more than I'm getting on YouTube. YouTube, I get 300 maybe. There's a couple videos for some reason. I did one on a second. Are we headed for a second civil war? And then I did another one on Yellowstone. Those are in the 60 and 70,000, view count range. And I don't know why those, why those and not others, but it's a mystery. Who knows? But I wanted to try something, that if it works, this might be how we get around this algorithm problem, and it might help you too. If this works, this should also get you more views. It should get you more friend requests and views on your own website, and should put you in touch with more people. So I think this is something that we can do that'll help both of us. So I want to talk about that, and I want us to try it as a community. Everybody who's watching this, we'll see if this works, and we'll see if we can get around. And this isn't the misspelling thing again. This isn't that. This is something else. But before we do, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free videos, free podcasts, everything that is updated daily. And if you could, click on the donate button and help out, because we just can't rely on AdSense anymore. It's all over the place. We never know if a video is going to be suppressed or not, you can't plan on it. That means that this channel, these videos are completely viewer funded. I put my own money into it as well, but it's completely viewer funded. So if you could click on the donate button, you can set up a monthly donation, or you can do a one-time deal, or you can go to patreon.com, and for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron, which means you get entered into contests, and you also get access, depending how much you donate, you get access to some free books and free stuff like that. And you get all the videos there as well. So that helps out a lot. $1 a month might not seem like a lot, but if everybody gave $1 a month, it would add up to quite a bit. And we can then we can really do some amazing things with these videos and really spread the gospel. That's what it's all about. It's spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, and to do it as effectively as possible. Because again, we get shadow banned, we get suppressed, we get videos demonetized, or YouTube will not let people even see the videos. A lot of you out there don't even see my Facebook posts. Facebook won't even put it in your news feed. There is one thing you can do. If you go to my personal Facebook profile where it says following, if you do that and then put always see first, I think it's something like that. If you check that, that'll help. Then you'll see more of my posts. I didn't even know that was a thing that happened until somebody told me about that. I guess that was something that Facebook decided to do. Also, somebody wanted me to mention that on YouTube, there's a sponsorship option where I guess you can sponsor a video or you can give money that way. I don't know anything about it. So I don't know if that interests anybody out there. Go for it. I think it probably just gets rolled into whatever little bit of money that they give for AdSense, which again, I can't rely on. Now, if you do donate money that way, it will get to me. But right now, I would say probably the best way, ultimately the best way to do it is through joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. You can do it there, or patreon.com/joshpeck. Those are the best ways right now. If you want to send a check or money order, you can do that too. On joshpeckdisclosure/donate, I have a P.O. box listed. So you can send stuff there, and that goes directly to me. Okay, so here's my idea. I've noticed when I upload a Facebook video, the Facebook video gets more views than the YouTube video does. Yet YouTube, I supposedly have somewhere between 20 and 30,000 subscribers, And I'm lucky if I get 500 views, you know, on any given video. But on Facebook, I only have 4,900 friends. I'm almost right at 5,000 friends. So you can think of those as subscribers, sort of. But I only have 5,000 people on there. Yet when I do a video, I'll get like 1,000 views. So that's better. So here's my idea. What I want you to do, if you can, there are free ways to do this. It doesn't cost you any money, but you can download a program called YTD. It's just called YouTube Downloader. Or you can use the Firefox extension to download a YouTube video. And I want you to download this video, and really any of my videos. Let's try it with this one and see how many people we can get to do this. But download this video and then re-upload it. And just download it as like an MP4. 720 is fine, or even 360 if 720 is taking too long. You know, the quality itself doesn't matter a whole lot. But if you can do 720, then that's great. Download the video and then re-upload it to your personal Facebook profile as a video. So when you go to your Facebook where it says what's on your mind, right under that it says photos, videos. Click on that and it'll let you upload a video. Upload this video. You have to download it to your computer first, but then upload it and see how many views it gets. See if Facebook will actually allow people to see it. Now, this helps you because you'll get views, you'll get more people coming to your Facebook page, you'll get more comments and stuff. And it helps me because if this experiment works, then maybe this is what we do. And if enough people do it, and if I get enough feedback from people saying that it's really working and it's helping and it's getting views and things, then what I'll start doing is every time I do a video, I'll still post it everywhere, but I'll put the actual MP4 link, the download link, right on the website, right on joshpeckdisclosure.com. So then you can just download it directly from there. I'll do that if this works. It sort of reminds me of when Chuck Missler first got started. He would make tapes. You know, he would do audio recordings of his Bible teachings and stuff. And then he would give a few out and then tell people to make copies and hand those out. And then it spread and he developed a really large audience that way and was able to do a lot of really good stuff with that. Got a lot of people saved, and he still has just an amazing audience. And it's not about just getting a big audience, of course, but the bigger audience that you have, the more you can reach out and evangelize people and witness to people and get the more you can spread Jesus across America. And America really needs it. Really, the world needs it, but America absolutely needs it. So this might be an updated version of what Chuck Missler did, you know, where Chuck Missler, you know, he was in the day of like audio tapes and stuff like that. Well, now we have Facebook and the internet, and people are trying to shut it down. So this might be an updated version of that. I'm really interested in trying it. But make sure it's only on Facebook, because don't do it on YouTube. If you do it on YouTube, YouTube will see that it's the same video, and they will will just shut it down. They will take away your YouTube channel. And that's not good. Facebook won't, as far as I know. Now, the second that happens, you know, so if somebody loses their whole Facebook page because of this, let me know. But I don't think it works that way. I've never heard of that happening before. So I believe that it's fine, and there's not really a risk here. So download this video, upload it to Facebook, and then keep an eye on it and let me know how many views it gets, what kind of response you're getting, comments, how many reactions. You can let me know by emailing me or messaging me, or even just give me the link, or you can even just message me or tag me in it. Better yet, do that, and then I can look myself. That way it reduces the amount of work you have to do. When you do it, just tag me in it. But you know, actually, I'm wondering if you tag me in it, if that'll trigger YouTube to suppress it. So maybe don't tag me in it. You know what? Tag me in the comment section. It seems like YouTube doesn't suppress the comments themselves unless they're like really inflammatory or something. But they won't. It doesn't seem like Facebook is banning or suppressing posts based on their comments. So you can tag me in the comment section. Just don't do it in the upper description. So we can try that. And I'm curious to see if that works. I hope that it does. But we'll see. It's a big experiment, you know? So if you can, if I get just a few people that are willing to do this, and help spread this around, I think it could be really helpful. And it'll give us maybe something that we can work with, something more to help build this community, build this audience up, and really get the message of Jesus Christ out to as many people as we can through, you know, all the areas that we talk about on this channel, which is pretty extensive. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. Once again, joshpeckdisclosure.com, your central hub for everything. And if you want to help financially, you can go to the donate page, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. You can donate there, or go to patreon.com/joshpeck. And you can, for as little as a dollar a month, you can make a big difference. So, yeah, all that being said, I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think that is it. So, let's just see what it does. And you can do it with my other videos too. Do it with as many as you can. Oh, I was going to say, if you can't donate your money, you can donate your time. One way is by doing this, downloading a video, and let's see if this works, and let me know or tag me in it or something. And we'll see if that works. But you can at least share this video. But I don't know how effective sharing a video is, because I share YouTube videos all the time and nobody sees them. So I'm assuming it's probably the same for the rest of you. So anyway, let's see what we can do here, all right? Thank you all so much. I love you all so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it, because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as a dollar a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.